It does not taste like beer. I'm pretty sure this is a fruit smoothie that a 3-year-old would like. Hello and welcome back to the Craft Brewers Creative Podcast. I am your host, Jenna Steele, and today's episode, as I teased last week, is a bit different. So instead of having someone come on, me interviewing them, talking about their beer cans, etc., we're doing a little bit of a special because I am moving soon and I have a fridge full of a ton of beer and I gotta drink them. And so there's a lot of ones that I honestly don't really want to drink. Not that I don't want to drink, but some that I truly just, I don't want to drink. But we gotta get through them. And so what are we gonna do? We're going to try them. So today I will be trying 5 different beers that have been waiting for me to drink them. And those 5 are Great Notions Cosmic Banditos, Great Notions Twisty, The Veil's Tootie Rebels Tasty, Stuffed Blueberry Cheesecake from Claim 52, and Trim Tab Brewing's Motel Party After Party. They are all fruited sours, and I really am just sick of them. I'm really sick of them. Like, fruited sours are so fantastic when like, you've never had one, or, I don't know, certain times. I'm over it, you guys. I'm over it. I don't want it. But I got these 5, and they got cool cans, and I'm going to rate the beer. I'm going to rate the cans. I'm not going to put the ratings on Untappd because I am no one to do that. But I'm kind of excited for today's episode, and honestly excited to start cleaning out my freaking fridge. I mean, these things have been, I mean, not for too long because I don't like to keep anything too long and not drink it, but they've been sitting there waiting patiently while I buy 6-pack after 6-pack of an IPA from down the street, but shh, that's okay. Okay, so let's get straight to it. So, all right, as I said, the first one, literally, why are they all fruited sours? Like, it's okay. It's gonna be okay, Jenna. I swear, if more than like 3 of them have marshmallows in it, I'm gonna punch a wall. So, okay, let me go grab the first 2, both from Great Notion, and I will be right back. Okay, so the first 2 we have, I got from a giveaway that I won, which I was very grateful for. And, you know, I'm not gonna lie, if I didn't feel weird about it, like, I would honestly put them in a giveaway and give them to someone else. But I'm not gonna ship these all over the place. So we're gonna try them. We're gonna see how they go. And I just feel so bad because the guy who sent them to me, he was so excited. It's like his favorite brewery. And And I just don't want to drink them, but I guess I don't need to harp on that negative enough. Hey, who knows? I might freaking love some of these. So, okay, for the very first one, we have Cosmic Banditos from Great Notion. And it is actually a collab with Tripping Animals, which I guess I didn't read too carefully because I didn't notice that. It's a fruited sour, 6% ABV. And the Untappd description says it is, or this is the description. Encounter the intergalactic force of Tripping Animals Brewing Co. out of Doral, Florida, with this collab on a tantalizing tart ale with Marion Berry, key lime, orange, vanilla, and marshmallow. Okay, first thoughts. That didn't say anything. The intergalactic force. The first half of this sentence says nothing, besides naming where Tripping Animals is located. I love Tripping Animals. I do. So no shade to them. No shade to Great Notion either. Let's just see what happens. But with this collaboration on a tantalizing, okay, literally just so many words. All it says basically is tart ale with Marion Berry. Does anyone know what Marion Berry is? Should I look that up quickly? Marionberry? Oh, it's a berry. A cultivar of black. Okay, it's just like a blackberry. Developed at Oregon State University in their breeding program, a cross between two varieties. Oh, it's just the most popular type of blueberry. Stop being fancy. Stop calling it something weird. It's like, not like H2O, because everyone knows what H2O is, but like, you don't need to get, like, I don't need the exact strain of blackberry. Say blackberry. But then maybe I'm being too harsh and I just don't know my blackberry game, because like Granny Smith is very different from like, you know, God, what's another apple? You know, the green, big, something, red delicious, I don't know. So I guess there's differences, but have you ever tasted a difference? Did you ever know that there was more than one type of blackberry? Ma'am, I did not know that. God, I'll never forget the first time I had blackberries, I think. Because, like, my mom never bought them. And I went to some friend's house, and she just had, like, 30 containers of blackberries in her fridge. And I went home, and I was like, Mom, like, they're so good. She's like, yeah, they're just expensive. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. I just didn't know there were levels of fruits, which I now am older than 7 and pay for things. So I'm now aware of that. But anyways, I was very impressed by this girl's family's blackberry collection. So anyways, okay, the Marionberry. All right, so let's taste it. So okay, first off, the can. I give the can 10 out of 10. Maybe 9 out of 10. What it could be better with is, what I would want to see from this is like some sparkles. Like give us something else. Like we got like a wolf doing something with like a space gun and a, like, maybe that's like a flamingo with a jetpack and a little like SpongeBob Sandy air bubble in space. I just think when we're gonna put something in space, go all out, make it really spacey. Like, I want the aliens and everything. Okay, so now I'm gonna try this. Oh gosh, so yeah, what it says directly on the can too is tart ale with marionberry, key lime, orange, vanilla flavor, and marshmallow extract. Can we stop with the marshmallows? Here's my glass. I don't have a table. Let's see how we're gonna do this. All right, some, ooh, it looks pink AF. All right, let's give it a pour. Baby, that's red as can be. Okay, it's quite pretty. Okay, it looks pretty. It's pretty clear, actually. What I don't like with fruited sours is when they're often so heavy with the puree, and it's just like, when it's so heavy with the puree, and it's like, you can't see through it. It literally looks like you took strawberries and blended them with some yogurt. Like, can't stand that. But this looks pretty good. Nice, and you can see through it. I definitely couldn't read a newspaper through it, but it definitely does let some light through. Anyways, on the nose, I'm getting fruity. Let's taste. It tastes like a fruited sour with a hint of lactose and marshmallow on the back end. I don't know, guys, I'm just not a fan. It's like, it reminds me so much of, there were three that he sent me that were very similar, all 6% tart ales, fruited sours from Great Notion. They all look the same. This one tastes like that one did. This one's more red though, like in color. I don't know. Like, I don't want to drink this. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it is what it is. It is what it is. That's me. Okay, so my rating for this beer, for my personal taste preferences, that's how we're going to do this. Oh, God, I've never really thought about how I would really do this, because, okay, rating from my worst beer I've ever tried, which was the Oyster Stout, which I give a 1, to, I don't know what I would give. Honestly, the first time I tried Wrench from Industrial Arts, maybe I could give that a 10. I'd give this like a 2.5. I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan. And that's okay. We don't all have to like the same things. And it can be great beer. I'm just... Yeah, no, I really don't want to finish this. Oh, God, okay. Alrighty, so next up on the list, does this can look familiar? Of course, because all of Great Notion's things that I've seen, at least, look pretty familiar. However, can't knock them for having a standard in one of my favorite things, which is matte black sticker labels. I would be, like, so hypocritical if I knocked them because... I boast about that. Like, I love the matte black. And I do love this can because I love how it's, this is the tasty, or twisty, yeah. This is the twisty from Great Notion. And I just love the colors, the bright blue, the pink and the yellow. I mean, it's so fun. Like, that is just so fun. I do love that. But the reason I'm not the biggest fan is because next to the other Great Notion ones, they're all pretty similar. And I get, like, wanting to keep brand consistency, etc., but a little, I don't know, mix it up a little maybe? I don't know. I'd like to see something different. So, wow, I feel like the worst critiquer right now, because what I'm saying is so, like, not helpful. Like, I love the matte black, can't knock them for it, but I want something more. Well, you know what? Give me something more. I've seen matte black that I like more than this. I think smaller lines would look really cool. I also think that having completely different color palettes on top of the black would look really good. Because, like, if I look at this... I guess they're a little different. It looks like they use similar tones in their colors. Like, the green is similar to the green. The pink is similar to the pink. The yellow is similar to the yellow. I just want to see more. Like, there's more you could do with this. Like, even with the matte black, I feel like, what if you then had, like, a zigzag, too, in the background? I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there. I'm not an artist. No shit. Thank you, Jenna. Okay. Let's open this one. Oh, wait. So let's get the description back up for this here. Okay, so this is Great Notion's Twisty Sour Fruited Tart Ale. Surprise, surprise. 6% ABV. What? By the way, how are all of their beers 6% ABV that I received? I'm like, spot on, all six flat. That's weird, but whatever. It says, on top says, this tart smoothie style ale was brewed with a massive amount of strawberry puree, blueberry puree, and a touch of lemon. Twisty straw not included. Well, I do fucking love a twisty straw, but it's not included. What is included? From their description, just a fuck ton of puree. Okay, that's baby food. Okay. Oh. This one's looking a little peachy, maybe. Okay, yeah, it's definitely like a peach color. And I can see nothing through it. Like, okay. So I'm recording this right on video. There is a massive ring light. You can see it in the reflecting off this glass. This ring light is very bright. And it's 4 inches in front of my face. I cannot see any light through this beer. It is literally puree. Okay. It smells like, oh my God, wait. Okay, you know the naked smoothies? You know, like, I don't know which flavor it smells like, but you know the naked smoothies, like, they sell, like, the massive bottle, but also, like, the little bottles. I used to drink those, and it smells like, was it strawberry banana, strawberry peach or something? It literally all I smell is naked smoothie. Okay, let's taste it. Not bad. It's not as bad as the one before. Okay, not as bad. It is better than the one I tried before. I think that's because of my distaste for vanilla in beers. Maybe I think when I said I had like lactose marshmallow on the outtaste, on the aftertaste, I think I actually, lactose makes things better. You can't necessarily taste it. So I think that that taste might be the vanilla and not the marshmallow that I really dislike. It's not bad. It does not taste like beer. I'm pretty sure this is a fruit smoothie that a 3-year-old would like. Not saying that I don't eat things 3-year-olds eat. I'm just saying that it's not beer, you know. Okay, it's good. It's fine. It's better than the last one. That's all I have to say about it. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just so sick of these by now. Like, I just don't want to drink it. Like, I don't want to finish this. You know, if I went to a brewery and they said, here, have a tasting pour, like a tiny sip of 10 things on tap, I'd say, yeah, this is great, but I'm going to get something else. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't want it. So sorry. I don't know. Like, what do I do with that? Like, I just have no interest in drinking this. I feel like I'll just wake up with diabetes, a headache, and what, got in a couple servings of fruit today, literally. I don't know, guys. Those are my thoughts on those two. So those were both from Great Notion. And hey, they were done well. It's not like they're bad beer. It's just, I just don't want to drink them. So the first one, I said the beer was a 2 out of 10. This one, I'll say the beer is a 4 out of 10. And as far as the can goes, oh, did I rate the first one? I'll say 5 out of 10 on the first one and 6 out of 10 on the second one. So what is next? Next, I have, I've actually been wanting to try this one and then I keep forgetting. Okay, the next one is Tutti Rebels Tasty from The Veil. And I've never had anything bad from The Veil, so I am excited to try this one. So this can is so fun. It has this like purple dude playing like the trombone. Oh, it's an ice cream cone. He is an ice cream cone. And he's playing like the trombone. And I do have to say, I am partial to large brass instruments due to my unfortunate childhood of playing the French horn. Fortunate to have that opportunity, not so fortunate to hate it and do it forever. And I'm a small person, and you should have seen me at 10 years old trying to carry around a French horn. Like, if you don't know what a French horn is, like, look it up. Like, they're big instruments. Anyways, that was a challenge, let me say. So, okay, it says this contains milk sugar. I appreciate the warning. I do feel bad for lactose intolerant people, let me tell you, with all the lactose people are putting in beer these days. It's like, they often don't tell you. And it's like, yo, I can't have that. Well, I can, but all right, so let's give this a try. Well, let's read about it first, obviously. So from The Veil, this is a fruited sour, shocker, shocker, 5.5% smoothie style sour ale brewed with fruity cereal, strawberry, raspberry, mango, and orange juice, milk sugar, and vanilla soft serve ice cream. What? What? Did they just like get a soft serve machine, open up the tank, and just like let it go? I wonder if it was like they put in like those mix for the ice cream, or if they literally put ice cream in the brew. I'm interested in that. Anyways, it says it tastes like fruity pebbles and milk and straw. tastes like Fruity Pebbles in milk and strawberry shortcake ice cream bars. I like those things. I like strawberry shortcake ice cream bars. I like Fruity Pebbles. I don't want my beer to taste like that in any capacity. In any capacity. So let's give this one a try. Ooh, she's looking a little dark, maybe a little pink in there. Okay. Okay, either my glass is really dirty, which truthfully might be the case, or there's a lot of like particles in this, which I don't think it is. I think it just bubbles because my glass is not properly clean, which is on me. Wow, once that fizzed, no head on this whatsoever. Okay, it is, wow, there's no light getting through this one either. And it is same like strawberry, peachy kind of color. Not strawberry. Same like peachy kind of color as the taste twisty, sorry, one was. So again, this is the Vails Tutti Rebels Tasty. Oh God. So it's supposed to taste like Fruity Pebbles in milk and strawberry shortcake ice cream bars. I'm nervous. I'm genuinely nervous. I don't want to drink this. Okay, cheers. I don't know. I don't know. It might be a little old, honestly. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I don't like it. But it's not that dissimilar to the other ones. I do see that, like, more of a cereal taste than the other ones. I feel like they put way too many different fruits in it where I can't tell what I'm drinking. It just tastes like I would imagine if you had like a three-year-old and you gave them a bunch of markers and they took it to the wall, you know, and started scribbling on a wall and they were like, look at my masterpiece. I feel like that's how this was made. They just shoved a bunch of stuff in. They're like, look at her masterpiece. I don't know. I give the can 9 out of 10. 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Let's give this can... No, this can is going to get... It's going to get an 8.5 out of 10. Because there are cans I freaking love. And I'm just not, like, obsessed with this one, but I do really like it. I'm going to be a little strict here. The beer itself... I don't know. I don't want to comment on it. No comment. Well, I guess let me one more sip. Yeah, no comment. Okay, so next on the list. Ah. Oh God, is no comment like so rude? I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. Okay. All right, so something about me, little fun fact, is I don't like cheesecake. Not even that the taste is that bad. I've only tried it maybe one or two times. It's just the look, the consistency. I can't get over it. I don't want it. I don't want there to be cheese in my cake. I don't want there to be dairy other than like milk in my cake. Like, I don't want that. Like, I don't know. Like cream cheese frosting, I don't deal with. Like cheesecake, no. I don't know, I'm weird, but I really do have like a strong aversion to cheesecake. And so this is so this one we got here is from Claim 52 is the brewery. I've not heard of them. I got this in that same giveaway, actually, that I got the Great Notion ones. So this is called Stuffed Blueberry Cheesecake. And The only beer that has blueberry in it that I've ever really loved is Blue from Sweetwater here in Atlanta. Great beer. It's like a wheat ale, light blueberry taste. It's just delightful. Super, super sessionable, super light. We love it. I have a bad feeling about this one. Like a truly bad feeling. Okay. Anyways, it is fruited sour, surprise, surprise, 6.5% ABV. And the description says stuffed blueberry cheesecake, conditioned on graham cracker crumbs, cheesecake, and blueberry puree. I don't want to try it. Okay, the can on it says, heavily fruited, re-fermentation can occur if not kept cold. Given this flew to me from Arizona, I'm not feeling great about that. But, and it also specifically says, rouse, R-O-U-S-E, I didn't know that was a word, rouse fruit from bottom of can before opening. So here's our classic tilt. All tilted, hopefully that's all mixed up. The can itself, okay, I'd have to see the rest of Claim 52's cans because I don't know how this is compared to like the rest of theirs, but I really like the can, honestly. I just, looking at the can, I know that I won't like it due to the big words on the bottom saying stuffed in what looks like marshmallowy type. And it says blueberry toast crunch, dessert sour. I just have a bad feeling about this one. Like, I really don't have a good feeling about this. Like, I really don't think I'm gonna like this. Like, ah. Okay, the can itself is fun. It does have that matte black background, but they don't really take advantage of it because all of the free space is just filled with things that make me not want to drink it, i.e., like, look at this closely. There's little, and it's all in the same color scheme, but there's, like, candy corn, like, cherries, donuts. What else? I see, like, all different types of desserts that I don't want to associate with my beer on this can. So from a design, and I do love the big mouth in the front, though, I have to say. So from a design perspective, I do really like this can. However, it makes me want to drink it less. I don't know what you want to say about that. But what do I give the can? I don't know, 5 out of 10? Why not? 4? I don't know. Oh my God, I don't want to drink it. I don't want to drink it. I don't want to drink it. Okay. Okay, I'm drinking this out of my juice orb glass, which I do love. All right, let's get this one open. Ooh, she's purple. That's for sure. All right. Oh, and she's thick. She is thick and she is purple. I don't know why she's a she. Okay. All right. Here goes nothing. You guys, I really don't want to drink this. Graham cracker, cheesecake, and blueberry puree. I don't want any of that in my beer. Oh, I might not drink this, actually. Okay, I'm going to show on the video what I'm looking at. Do you see these, like, massive particles? They're, like, they're large. These are not, how do I, those, do you see that? Those are those are large, large particles of, it doesn't look like fruit particles. These are like large chunks of what I can only imagine is fucking cheesecake. Oh, it smells like graham cracker. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, it smells good. okay, it smells like blueberry cheesecake in a way that I don't hate, which is shocking. But these the chunks floating in it are too large for my cheesecake aversion for my cheesecake hating self to drink. I wish you could see this. Oh my God. Okay. It looks so gross. Okay, when and if you see this picture, you will understand. But if you're watching the video, do you see this? Sorry. Not for me. Not today. Not today is all I got to say about that. And it's not that I'll never drink beer with like something floating around or some particles or something, but like that is not what I'm about to drink. I'm not putting that in my body. Nope. Nope. All right, so we only got one more. And by the way, so what, I just tried four. Well, I didn't try the last one. They all tasted kind of exactly what I thought they would taste like, which is why they've been in my fridge. So props to me. Hey, I think I'm really learning my beer. And I know what I like and what I don't like. And hopefully in the future that will prevent bad purchases. And maybe I should read giveaways before I enter them. I don't know. Okay. So this one is Trim Tab Brewing's Motel Party After Party. And it says, good vibes, exotic ales. And I just love that. I just love the vibe of this, like, motel after party. There's, like, this, like, motel key on it. It's, like, the lights are all, like, flickery, kind of. It's, like, purple and pink and yellow, and love that. Okay, so it's a fruited sour. Oh my God. Ah, another one. 7.4%. It says fruited sour ale with sweet tropical passion fruit and juicy tart raspberry. There ain't no party like a motel after party. Because a motel after party don't stop. Well, I don't want to be the one to stop a party that ain't stopping. So I hope I like it. I like how it says exotic ales. I don't know why that makes me think I like this brewery. Okay, and I don't know what this glass is even really for. I got it from Grimm. I'm obsessed with it. But it's just beautiful. But this is going in it right now. Alrighty. Okay. All right, let's wait for these bubbles to settle a little bit. Okay, so I give the can 8 out of 10. I really do like it. Excuse my hand-washed glass once again. Doesn't look the best, but all right, let's see how it smells. Okay, it smells like nothing. I literally don't smell anything. It really doesn't smell like much. It smells really light. Okay, let me give it a try. Give it a little try. Oh, that's pretty good. I like that. I'm not gonna finish it because I don't want to drink this, but it's much better than the other ones. I would say this is my favorite of the ones I've tried. Obviously can't speak for the one with cheesecake curdles in it. Blech. But this isn't bad. Lets a little light through, but definitely couldn't read anything through this glass. It's like a light tangerine-y color, more like, I guess it is kind of the same color as those other two, but yeah, they're two were thicker. I don't know. This is nice. It's not bad. I might finish this glass. I might finish this glass. It's pretty good. I definitely don't have the same, like, aversion to it as some of the other ones. But I think this one is pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to finish this. So, okay. So that was five beers from my fridge that I haven't wanted to drink And then I've been sitting there, and I'm not going to lie, there's a lot left that I need to get through. But these are the ones that I was the most like, do I have to? Knowing that I'm just not into the style at all lately. And I'm glad that I could do it in a way that maybe brought you some entertainment. I don't know. Maybe this is fun. Maybe. I don't know. I just need to get through these beers. And I was like, none of my friends are going to drink them. And I'm not going to drink it. So I may as well drink it and share it with you. So that is, I guess that's the extent really of this week's episode. Hopefully we're going to get back into the normal swing of things next week. Apologies, guys. It's been a really hectic over here on my end. Been under the weather for quite longer than I had anticipated. And, you know, really trying to take some time for myself and rest up so that I can, you know, be as up and excited as I normally am, and, you know, chat with people and get amazing brewers and artists on here. But it's been under the freaking weather. Like, man, it's been quite the couple of weeks, not gonna lie. So I hope you enjoyed this, and you've got to let me know what you think about these solo episodes. I'm very curious what you think about just hearing little old me ramble on without anyone to tell me or without anyone answering my questions. I just like pose questions. I'm just like, it's funny. It feels like I'm talking to myself, you know? But I actually know that talking to you guys, and I really, really do appreciate everyone that's been listening, all the positive feedback. It, like, really does mean the world to me. And so, once again, just make sure to stay up to date and everything by hitting subscribe wherever you are listening to this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that follow, like, or subscribe button, whatever it is. Do the things, because I just started trying to do some YouTube here, and I don't really know what to do, but what I do know is when people click buttons on your page, it's a good thing. So please do that. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, if there's anything you want me to try, any breweries, any artists, anything that you think that needs my attention, that I need to look at, or that you want me to talk about, you want me to have on the show, or anything like that, email me at pod@beercanlover.com. That is pod@beercanlover.com. And check me out and follow along with everything from the Craft Brewers Creative and Beer Can Lover on my Instagram account @beercanlover. There you can follow along with all the things I'm drinking, everything I'm doing. And that's kind of my main little hub over there. So head over there. You guys, I've been working on my website for freaking forever. It's taking me forever. Hopefully that will be up soon and I can point you over there to some other fun things. I would love if that could be done already. But, you know, sometimes things just take longer than we want. Just like each and every sip of those first three beers took more of my life than I would have liked. So with that, I'm going to sign off. I will see you next week. And thank you so much again for listening. I feel like this community that we're growing kind of is, I feel really lucky to have such enthusiastic people that actually want to listen to this crazy subject that I love so much. And I've been having a blast and I'm excited to keep it up. So if you want me to keep it up, make sure to let me know. And I'll see you next week. All right. Cheers, everybody.